Start up with an audio because I put it up to edify, so go ahead.
That's fine. So, I'm just going to clarify here. You talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, what would you believe is the Holy Spirit's role here then?
Oh, the Holy Spirit's role? Oh, that's
and
easy.
When?
Well, when, I can't tell you.
Are you believing at the moment of salvation?
When, I can't tell you. God, that's a work of God. Jesus said in John 3, the Holy Spirit is like the wind. Can you control the wind? Look at that flag over there. Do you know when it's going to whipple again? Do you know if it'll whip it again?
You see its effects.
You can't. You see its effects. So the effects are holiness. If you'd let me finish the gospel, then we'll get back to that. Holiness and obedience are the fruit that you're born of God. And everybody talks about the fruit being born of God, Galatians 5. Love, long-suffering, peace. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But guess what else is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Ephesians 5, 9. Nobody ever quotes this. Have you ever heard this? You've read it, but nobody quotes it. Ephesians 5, 9. The fruits of the Holy Spirit is goodness, truth, and righteousness. Mm-hmm. These places will come out and say, well, you just need to love more. Well, love is telling you the truth.
You know,
love is telling you the truth.
So I don't think either.
And the last part of the gospel, let me finish it. You have to endure. You can't just believe today. You got to endure next day, next week, next month, next year, and you must endure. So that's the biblical gospel to eternal life.
So I don't think either of us disagree in the aspect of repentance. Repentance isn't just.
No, we're on a public sidewalk. We're not moving.
Yeah, so I thought you would say that.
This is a public sidewalk.
That's very Christ-like of you.
Oh, it is Christ-like because I'm warning people about false religion.
So just go do it somewhere else.
No,
man.
I'm going to do it
because
right here.
Because you're pretending like you're part of this church.
No, we're not part of this church. Read our signs, sir.
Our message is not you. I don't want your Pharisaic
spirit. I love you.
I don't want your Pharisaic spirit.
I love you and look at you.
I love you too, brother.
Well, then you need to stand down on a public place.
But Jesus stood and he...
Either of us.
Oh, wow. I can able to go right back to my audio. That's good. So first of all, did you see the fleshly pastor? Wait, let's go here. The fruit of the fleshly pastor. He wants to run me off a public sidewalk. Now, this is the same man. When Memorial Day comes up, when 4th of July comes up, he will say, God bless America and our freedoms and our First Amendment rights. And even these guys will say our Second Amendment rights, these denominational people. You just saw him try to deny my First Amendment right. Wicked carnality. Then he called me a Pharisee. A Pharisee adds to God's law.
So, one thing did I add to God's law?
I'm going to interrupt you. Well, you don't let people talk very much. You know that?
You didn't let me finish the gospel. You know, does that go for you?
Yeah, well, you know.
Does that go for you too?
Really?
Does that go for you?
So, I don't think either of us would disagree with you, the fact that the nature of repentance. Repentance is...
Which the churches aren't doing.
Repentance isn't just, oh, I'm sorry. It's a 180
not turn. Doing.
It's a 180 turn, the turn from sin to Christ. It's a 180 turn. We would agree 100%. But there's a few things number one, I find it concerning when you take the ministry of the Holy, talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit as though...
Gospel good news, Jesus made a way for you if you'll repent and seek him. We love you. Check out don'tperish.com. We show the narrow path.
I find it concerning when you separate the Holy Spirit from that moment of repentance.
I didn't separate anything. He tried to ask me when you get it. I said, the Bible says in Acts 5, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. I didn't say when you get it. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit.
Obey him in what?
Look at that fruit.
Obey him.
Look at your fruit. You go to a Bible church. Let's lower the hammer here. You go to a Bible church. You keep pagan holidays. You keep feminization. You don't biblically dress your temple. There's a good chance you're part of the culture too. You like sports, politics, entertainment, carnal music. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
You know that Paul,
so now you want to argue about the Holy Spirit when you don't even have the fruit of holiness, which is set apart for God.
Do you know that Paul used sports analogies?
Paul used sports analogies like he said, don't lay with a harlot. Should we lay with harlots too?
No.
Paul's using it to show you an example in the culture, all right? That's an absolutely lame excuse. No, sports are covetous, violent, rowdy, prideful, vain, and you're defending them.
You take me right now, and you say Bible church, and you say things.
Pagan holidays.
I haven't even told you that.
Pagan holidays. I looked up your church. They keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Good Friday is a lie. Jesus didn't rise on Friday. You guys practice lies. He rose on Wednesday and, excuse me, he died on Wednesday and rose on Saturday. First of all, let me tell you something.
No, stop. Right now.
Done.
I'm going to tell you.
Gospel good news. Lifting up Jesus Christ. I'm done with that man. He wants me to listen to his swill. I won't do it. He started waving his hands in my face.